Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Great deal for Israel, and it's a great deal for everybody. And you want to get your hostages back, right? You want them back or do you not want them back? And it's a great deal for Israel. It's a great deal for the entire Arab world, Muslim world, and world. So we're very happy about it.
Thank you so much. When do you think the hostages will start being freed?
I think very soon. They're in negotiation right now as we speak. They've started the negotiation. It'll last a couple of days. We'll see how it turns out, but I'm hearing it's going very well.
President Trump speaking outside of Marine One, it sure sounds like, about the deal that is trying to be reached to try to achieve some peace between Hamas and Israel. And there are a lot of parties that are involved in this discussion, and we are hoping that we can get something done here. It is 2 years since the absolutely horrific events of October 7th that took place in Israel at the hands of Hamas. And we want to acknowledge that today and talk about what that day was and 2 years later, where we are as a country in proximity to Israel. We are joined now by former United States Senator from Missouri, Jim Talent. Welcome back to the show, Senator. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
And it's always a pleasure to be with you, Annie.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I want to give you the opportunity before we talk about what kind of deal might be on the table. Talk to me about October 7th, what your thoughts were, Senator, as the details of that absolutely horrific, unimaginable day were unfolding, especially in the context, you know, the timeline surrounding Israel and the conflict in the Middle East there is biblical. But talk to me about October 7th and how that might have affected the timeline in that conflict.
Well, it changed everything. And you realize that when it happened, because it was an invasion by one government's forces of a neighboring country, particularly savage. You know the details of that. But it was the end of Israel's containment strategy. They had been containing the threats on their borders as well as they could, not just from Hamas, but Hezbollah, Iran, the Houthis. And it exposed the insufficiency of that policy. And so Israel has since moved to a preemption strategy, and they have emerged, as I've said on the show before, as the hegemon of the Middle East. In other words, the country that has the power and now the purpose of dominating its strategic environment for its own security. And I don't think they're going back either.
In the conflict that, you know, Israel is in constant conflict. There are people who hate them, who don't want them to exist. And, is there another place or another people on earth that has to fend off what Israel has to fend off as far as that hatred and that willingness to openly talk about the eradication of those people? Does that exist for another group of people on earth?
No, I think they have that morbid distinction. Now, there are other countries that, because of their position, as well as, you know, other factors, have been invaded a lot. You know, one thinks of Poland in that respect. But no, nobody like them. And it's we could go back through the reasons: religious, ethnic, It's a region that exists always in conflict. And one of our goals there, one of our vital interests in the Middle East is an equilibrium, is stability. You never get perfect stability there, but is an equilibrium so that our citizens can move, trade, and travel in the region in safety. And the other is, of course, defense of the homeland. And in both cases, Israel's enemies are our adversaries as well, which is why we're supporting them.
You know, we were talking a little bit earlier in the show, at the beginning of the show, just marking the 2-year anniversary of this tragedy that had occurred on October 7th. And, you know, initially, right out the gate, there was a sweep across the United States of support for Israel, but that faded quickly. And I'm thinking 2 years, you know, looking forward 2 years after those events happened, you know, you don't see a lot of pro-Israel protests out there, but there are a lot of people, of course, who do support Israel. But you do see a lot of like hodgepodge protests that have to do with Free Palestine, and the focus and the emphasis is on Gaza. I mean, would you have predicted that that is how this would look 2 years later? And what do you make of that being kind of a central point for protests in our country right now, as something that's happening on the other side of the world?
Yeah, I wouldn't have predicted it, but looking back on it, it's not all that surprising. I think some of this is going to go away once the conflict is over, either because we do end up with an agreement or because Israel wins in Gaza. They've already won in the sense of accomplished their objectives with regard to, you know, their northern borders and Iran. So I think some of that will go away. But I say not really surprising when I think about it, because the political left across the Western democratic world has been heading in that direction for some time. Israel's been losing some support, and that's where the bulk of the protests come from. I just don't think you can deny it now. In other words, that it's become a staple of the far left's policy agenda, basically to be anti-Israel. I don't think everybody in that movement understands what that would mean, but I think, you know, that's where the leaders are. You look at the fellow who's ahead in the race for New York, and you see that, the New York mayor. So I think in that sense, this is going to be with us. And you'll recall it began almost immediately after the attacks. It began even before Israel had responded on the ground. It began when Israel was still trying to eject the Hamas fighters from southern Israel. It began within a few days before the invasion of Gaza ever began. It's based in anti-Semitism. I think there's a lot of politics, particularly in places like Europe on this, where, you know, they're appealing to a certain segment of the electorate. But I do fear this is going to be with us to a substantial degree for some time.
So when you listen to, let's shift into, you know, some sort of peace deal. As you mentioned, there are two outcomes here, either peace is achieved or Israel wins. What do you feel about where this peace deal is, what the propositions are here? And, you know, is there an out here for Hamas to somehow move away from this conflict with anything left to hang their hat on? What are your thoughts on the organization of this peace deal?
Well, I think not. I think Hamas is checkmated. If they agree to return the hostages, which is the key thing, I mean, there are several. If we had enough time, I'd go through a number of key things.
Sure.
But the real key is to return all the hostages and return them up front before Israel has to do anything. If they do that, then to me, it's a signal that they may actually be willing to disarm, because once they've given up the hostages, they've lost their last constraint on the IDF, right? So that's just not consistent. Giving up the hostages is not consistent with continuing the struggle. If they don't give up the hostages, then Israel will finish the conflict in Gaza City. They already control about 70% of Gaza as it is, and they'll be forcibly disarmed. So we're going to know, I think, within a couple of days how serious they are about this. They may actually agree, because the rest of the Arab world has turned very strongly against them, to include Qatar and Turkey. That's really what is so encouraging and also at least mildly surprising about this. It's a triumph of President Trump's diplomacy. I mean, I don't think there's any other way to say it. So this whole process is as close to checkmate of Hamas as you can get. They're going to try and spin it out and then hope that, you know, they don't have to, that Israel won't start the ground war again. But I don't think the president intends to let them do that. I think he said, the clip you just played, he said they got a couple of days. And of course, Rubio said the other day, we're just talking about the logistics of this, the details. We're not negotiating the fundamentals of this agreement.
We're speaking with former Senator Jim Talent. I want to know, before we let you go, the last questions I have for you are really how you are absorbing and processing a lot of sentiment that's being discussed, certainly through social media, through alternate media outlets, podcasts and stuff. There seems to be a growing anti-Israel sentiment from certain influencers on the right. And for people who have understood the close relationship between the United States and Israel for so incredibly long, it's kind of seen paramount to our ability to, you know, to have a great place in the Middle East, positioning in the Middle East, and that partnership seeming to be rock solid. There are criticisms coming out now that are coming from unusual places. And I think a lot of people looking at this are not 100% sure what to do with it because they don't really have the information to make an educated opinion on the opinions that are being afforded to them. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on some of the anti-Israel, the anti-allyship partnership assessments that are being made out there for people to consume.
Yeah. Well, to the extent that this is just anti-Semitism, and there's a fair amount of that, and, you know, I criticized the left before. There's some of it on the right as well, and it needs to be stepped on. I think our leaders are trying to do that. To the extent it's just that, we just have to, I think, cast it out of the universe of permissible opinion. I mean, I'm not the kind of person. I like a big Overton window. I like people to be able to say what they think. But anti-Semitism, probably the oldest hatred, and it's a very bad thing when it is growing in a society, and it never stops with the Jews. It's always, it begins with them. It never stops with them. Just you can just make book on that. Now, there are people across the spectrum who have legitimate criticisms of Israel, particularly in the second and third order issues, like do they have too many settlements in the West Bank? Do they really need to enforce security the way they do in the West Bank? I mean, look, we can have a conversation about all of those things. But when what you are implicating is the right of the Jewish state to exist, particularly against the background of persecution that they suffered for two millennia, you know, culminating in the Holocaust, I just think even if you're doing it in good faith, which is, you know, hard to imagine, it's you're just wrong. You're just flat out wrong. And so we continue the dialogue. Now, I think there are some people on the right, and I believe me, I get this. I understand this. They're just concerned about any involvement of the United States in the Middle East because of the track record, you know, in the first couple of decades of this century. And I get that. But we do have interests there. We can and should protect them. That does not mean we're going to go in and fight ground wars in the Middle East. It's almost always wrong in this day and age. But actually, the support for Israel, I mean, they're exactly the kind of ally President Trump wants. They're not just burden sharers. They're burden owners. They're doing all the hard work and protecting our interests in doing that. So I just think we have to keep getting that message out.
Well, I appreciate you for doing that here on our show. Senator Talent, thank you for the time today. As always, we look forward to having you back.
Anytime. Thank you.
Sounds good. Bye-bye. Senator Jim Talent, former congressman and senator there from the state of Missouri, also the chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. Our YouTube poll for today, we're going to talk about this when we come back. Do you believe crimes of treason have been committed? Yes or no? Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote and tell us what you think. We'll be right back.
Just woke up from a dream. Well, you and I had to...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
First of all, I want to thank Senator Grassley. It is because of his relentless advocacy for whistleblowers that a lot of this information is surfacing right now. We wouldn't know about the list of 100 Republican entities that were targeted by Jack Smith's Arctic Frost investigation. I don't think we know about this as well. So we need whistleblowers. I think Dan Bongino and other folks in the FBI, they don't know where all the records are hidden. They still don't. They're not necessarily getting 100% cooperation. But this is outrageous what has happened. I just want to give you a timeline of this. I think you've already got the FBI sheet that shows the number of members of Congress that were targeted. Representative Kelly, Senators Graham, Hagerty, Hawley, Sullivan, Tuberville, myself, Senator Lummis, and Blackburn.
Here you have Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin listing 8 of the Republican senators who were targeted by Jack Smith's investigation. Man, when I heard this headline, I don't know why I got mad. Like, obviously, duh, this is the type of crap that these people have been engaged in. The details behind the type of, what's a better word for it than treasonous activity? It's not just the Joe Biden administration. Let's go all the way back to when Barack Obama was the president of the United States, when they were trying to get Hillary Clinton elected. And then after they were trying to get Hillary Clinton elected, they lost. And then they tried to figure out how to sabotage Donald Trump. Today's YouTube live chat poll, do you believe crimes of treason have been committed, yes or no? I'm going to play for you Josh Hawley's. They're questioning Pam Bondi today. They had a hearing with Pam Bondi. And listening to Josh Hawley, your senator from Missouri, man, he does a number. So I want to let you listen to that in full, and it's a bit lengthy, and we have Congresswoman Ann Wagner coming up in 6 minutes from now. This stuff shouldn't be surprising. It would be surprising if this stuff didn't happen, really.
Well, we're conditioned to believe that the movies are reality, and then we start to realize, that actually is happening. When you were just playing some of that clip, you know, it struck me that we've kind of gotten too accustomed to that being a possible reality, that we should be outraged at this kind of thing. When you say it this way, when you say that 9 Republican senators were targeted, now we could be talking about a variety of issues if we just said that sentence, but if they were targeted by America. The American government
bureaucracy
was targeting GOP senators. That is treason. There's no other word. That's why the word was invented, was for that, because they're betraying their own kinsmen.
I want to go to Speaker Johnson talking right now on Capitol
Hill. The CR was completely clean. It was 24 pages in length, and it is the bare minimum to keep the lights on so that government can continue to work for the people. Real pain is being felt by real people around this country because Chuck Schumer and the Democrats over here are playing political games. We all know the reasons why. They have selfish motivations because they're trying to cover themselves for their left flank. In my press conference this morning on the other side, in the other chamber, I mentioned that Chuck Schumer has been in Washington for 44 years. He began his congressional career when I was in third grade. I was 9 years old when he came to this building. And ever since he came here, throughout his career, he has been a fierce advocate for never closing down the government. I mean, he gave impassioned speeches most recently as 7 months ago in March of this year, when he stood before the cameras and he gave an impassioned speech on the Senate floor saying that it would be dangerous and destructive and terrible to close down the government, that he had to do the right thing. Right after he took that vote, he went on to the national media. He did a big interview on CNN, I think with Jake Tapper, and he said, I'm proud of my vote. I know I did the right thing. What changed? What changed? Nothing's changed except his political calculation. He's afraid that a Marxist is going to challenge him in his reelection. Because Marxism is in vogue in New York City, apparently, and he represents the state of New York. They're going to elect a Marxist for mayor. It's a shocking development, and I think it's shocking to Chuck Schumer as well. Not that he factored in when he came here in 1981, but that is the political winds now. And so he's playing games, the American people's livelihoods and their actual lives. This is not a game. Leader Thune just mentioned, this gets very real. Checks to our troops will be held up October 15th, if they don't come in here tomorrow and vote to reopen the government. You have to get it resolved by October 13th, which is Monday, in order to process those checks. I come from a big military district. I have Barksdale Air Force Base. The home of Global Strike Command is there. I have Fort Polk, the Joint Readiness Training Center. We have young airmen and soldiers deployed around the world right now defending our freedom. And they've left their young families at home. They're dependent upon that check on October 15th. And some of them, sadly, also rely upon WIC funding. Women, infants, and children nutrition programs, that's suspended as well. Why? Because Chuck Schumer wants to play political games. I do not understand it. I hope every journalist here listening today will go and demand him to do the right thing. Ask him the question, why are you doing it? He has no justification. They have created a distraction. They're trying to pretend this is about a end-of-the-year policy decision on health care, and it is not. It's a clean, simple CR. Let's keep the government open so that we can do this work and continue those debates. Again, thank you, Leader Thune, for your leadership, and I'm sure you'll take a few questions.
Yep. Yeah. Questions?
What's
your
interpretation? What's that?
Lawyers, the top lawyer at the OMB on the 2019 statute on back pay. He says it's not guaranteed for federal workers that are impacted here, and President Trump followed that up saying that it wasn't certain that all employees would get back pay. Have you taken a look at that memo, and what is your interpretation?
I haven't looked at the memo specifically yet. My assumption is that furloughed workers will get back pay. But that being said, this is very simple. Open up the government, and this is a non-issue. We don't have to have this conversation. Everybody gets paid when the government is open. The Democrats can do it by delivering a handful of votes. This afternoon, we could go in there and we could open up this government. The president's ready to sign it into law, as the speaker pointed out. If that doesn't happen, there are a lot of really bad things that happen to the American people. And there are going to be a lot of people who aren't going to be getting paychecks. And you know, he mentioned our troops. That is something that becomes a reality starting next week.
Well, that's Senator John Thune. He's, of course, a Senate Majority Leader, and he is talking about what's at stake. He followed the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, so the shutdown doesn't seem to have a solution quite yet. There are reports right now that Senator King, who is a Democrat, may be considering changing his vote up to vote with the Republicans. So that would be one more. We'll see if anything else materializes, if there's a snowball effect here. We're going to take a very quick break because Congresswoman Ann Wagner, the representative from Missouri's 2nd District, will be with us in just a couple minutes. Congresswoman Ann Wagner, next. Don't go away. So you say I'm educated.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I would say it depends on who we're talking about. I can tell you this, the Democrats have put a lot of people in great risk and jeopardy, but it really depends on who you're talking about. But for the most part, we're going to take care of our people. There are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of, and we'll take care of them in a different way.
Well, okay? President Trump speaking from the Oval Office today, the stakes are very high regarding that the government shutdown. What is at stake? A lot of people, of course, are being furloughed. And the question now is going to be, will those paychecks go out? Will they go out on time if the government does reopen? Do we have a pathway to a government reopening? Let's ask to a woman in the room. That is Congresswoman Ann Wagner. She represents the 2nd District of Missouri. Wagner.house.gov for more information. Congresswoman, thank you so much for the time today. It's great to have you back on the show.
It's good to be on, Annie. Great to be with you and your listeners.
Thank you so much. Give us your viewpoint from being there and seeing the conversations happening. Where are we on a shutdown?
Well, here we are, day 7, and yes, indeed, the government is still shut down. A complete waste of taxpayer dollars. It's bad for governance. It obviously hurts our economy, and now potentially all of our workers. It is just a total dereliction of duty by the Democrats, who supported, I should say, 13 times this same measure, a clean continuing resolution. They have supported it 13 times. No poison pills, Annie. No partisanship, nothing. We're trying to buy more time so we can do our work, which are the appropriations bills that we actually were pretty far along with a number of them in dealing with the Senate. We're trying to buy another 6 or 7 weeks, and they're trying to play political partisan games while countering with $1.5 trillion in taxpayer-funded spending for a lousy 6 or 7 weeks while we negotiate. I mean, and we've done our job in the House. We passed the continuing resolution 217-212, and our position is we're not going to negotiate against ourselves. The Democrats must reopen the government, and we are pleased, more than pleased, to sit down and talk about some of these issues that are on their mind leading up to the end of the year, because none of these things expire until that time frame.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Ann Wagner, the 2nd District Representative in the state of Missouri. Okay, so talk to us folks who don't really understand politics very well, because I'm thinking if the Republicans were in the minority everywhere, and if the person who I think is the most evil man in all the land was the President of the United States, I'd be like, you know, Congresswoman, I want you to obstruct every chance you get the opportunity to do that. Is that what the Democrats are doing right now? Are they just trying to stop the wheels of government because that's all that they can do? Is it more destructive than politics, what we're seeing the Democrats do right now?
It's a very good take and perspective, Annie. It is destructive. And as I said, it's good for nobody. Workers, the economy, governance, none of it. Nobody wins in a situation like this. And more importantly, we're wasting time when we should be doing our work, which are passing budget bills and appropriation bills so that we can fund the government and continue about our work and business. And what you've got is a situation where Chuck Schumer, who's in charge of the Senate, we peeled off about 3 or 4 of their Democrats in the Senate, but he still has the reins on the rest, and he's afraid of a primary by AOC. He's afraid that in March, when he supported a continuing resolution like this, as they did 13 times, that his base got infuriated because he wasn't fighting, as you said. Fight, fight, fight. And I don't understand what he's fighting for. It's sure not the poor service members that are concerned about a paycheck that happens next week or doesn't happen, all right? There are people that this will really affect, Annie, that aren't just paid monthly like a lot of government workers are, but our troops who are paid twice a month. By mid next week, mid month, by the end of next week, they're going to be expecting a paycheck. And many are living hand to mouth, okay? This is important for them. And we've got to open up the government, make sure they get paid, and get about our business in the best way possible, working across the aisle to do so.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Ann Wagner. Okay, so if there's anything in my mind, I'm trying to search for the purpose and the intent of the Democrats and trying my darndest to put some best construction on it. What I do see them doing is bringing to the forefront of the conversation when it comes to government funding the issue of healthcare. And healthcare, you know, Barack Obama might have been elected because of how he talked about health care. And that was quite some time ago. And the implementation that was put in seems to be problematic now that we're in 2025. So it doesn't seem to have been the solution to the problem, which is people need to be able to afford health care. I'm not going to ask you to solve health care right now in this 10-minute interview, but I am going to ask you, is the budget where health care gets solved, or is it in an entirely different conversation that can be handled, in a different congressional bill? Because that seems to be where we're sort of heading, where a lot of the frustration is going to be with when we get to the part where we're actually discussing policy after the shutdown is over, hopefully. How do you solve health care? Is it in this budget process?
Well, it's not in this budget process, certainly not the way the Democrats are trying to negotiate. They're trying to take $1.1 trillion of, again, taxpayers' money and repeal the guardrails that we enacted through the big, beautiful bill, Working Families Tax Cut. And they really are trying to repeal the work requirements that we demanded. I heard you had Jim Talent on. Jim Talent negotiated work requirements in Medicaid for able-bodied Americans to work in order to receive this. He negotiated that with President then Bill Clinton. Okay, we're just trying to bring that back. We also have insisted that we are going to not have the duplication. There are many people receiving Medicaid in multiple states. And then thirdly, we're not going to be paying for illegal immigrants to receive taxpayer-funded Medicaid to the tune of about 200,000 illegal immigrants that are going through the emergency room door each and every single year. So there is that portion of it that they're wanting to claw back from the bill we just had signed into law. And then they want to put back in place the COVID-era Obamacare subsidies, okay? This was done by Joe Biden. First of all, health care and Obamacare, you get subsidies. This was something that was expanded, and they expanded it, the Democrats and Joe Biden did, through 2025. And it's just, COVID is over. And there was zero bipartisan support for this when he did it back during COVID. And it sometimes allows families that are making up to $500,000, $500,000 a year to get an additional subsidy on their healthcare benefits. So if we're going to bring down the cost of healthcare, if we're going to do like the president wants to do, which is bring down the cost of pharmaceuticals, that is going to be done through other pieces of legislation that are being worked on right now that we are all trying to advance. There are many different things dealing with private insurance and co-ops and different things of this nature that are going to be coming on the market. As I said, we're also going to be negotiating pharmacy rates that are going to help the Americans, everyday Americans and seniors when it comes to their pharmaceuticals. So solving this issue isn't going to be done over 6 weeks when we're supposed to be doing appropriations and a budget, and important things are at stake here. So we hope that as the week progresses and we come to the end of this week, looking into next week when our troops need to be paid. And by the way, I am on the Jen Kiggins piece of legislation, which is the Pay Our Troops Act, that will prevent any kind of military personnel from being dinged and not receive their paycheck for these ridiculous lapses in government funding.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Ann Wagner. I think that's a wonderful effort to be involved in. I wanted to ask you if we can shift before we let you go. The revelation that we found out over the past 24 hours was released to the American people that Jack Smith and his investigation into everything that happened with January 6th, that the intelligence communities were listening in on, my understanding is, 8 GOP senators on their communications. And, you know, we're still kind of getting to the bottom of this. We heard at the hearing with Pam Bondi today in front of the Senate Judiciary, a few of those senators who happen to be on that list sharing a piece of their mind, including our senator here in the state of Missouri, Josh Hawley. Just want to get your reaction. Like, I hear that and it freaks the heck out of me that this type of stuff is going on from our bureaucracies and government. What does a congresswoman think of the knowledge that has been released in the last day?
It is it's stunning to hear, and I'm glad that it's been brought forward so that AD Bondi can explain what exactly the FBI, the Biden FBI, and Jack Smith were doing to weaponize our government against sitting members of the United States Senate, and I believe there are a couple of House members also. They were basically, they'll say, collecting metadata. What that means for, you know, for you and me is they were wiretapping them, okay? They were tracking them. It is chilling to think that this was going on by our FBI. We don't know for what purposes or what all they collected, but I feel quite certain that through the proper oversight that we're going to get to the bottom of this. But this is the entire weaponization of the Biden administration that we just still sadly continue to hear about, even as his tenure has been over now for a good 8 or 9 months. The revelations still pour out. And yes, it's chilling for each and every citizen of this country. So we will get to the bottom of it and make sure that we're not using our law enforcement for the kind of lawfare and politicization that we've seen the Biden administration do in the past.
Congresswoman, stay at it. We appreciate your time here. Please come back again soon. The shutdown is obviously at the forefront of most of our conversation. So we love having you here and we'd love to have you back.
You bet. I would love to come back. And I hope when the next time we're speaking, I'm in Washington, D.C., and we're actually doing our committee business, passing our budget and appropriations process, and getting back to work. So yes. I look forward to it. We hope and pray.
Sounds wonderful. Congresswoman, thank you for the time today.
You bet. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Yep. Time to get back to work as soon as they can figure out how to open that government. I fail to see where the Democrats don't have to say, okay, well, we tried, and then cave on the position that they've put themselves in. But we will watch and we will wait. Thank you to Congresswoman Ann Wagner. Good to have her on. We've talked to quite a few people from Congress here in the last couple of weeks. It's an important topic. And just a reminder that those folks come on this show because they want to talk to you. And we're grateful that they do that. All right. Quick break. The YouTube live chat poll is still popping. We need your votes. Need your comments as to why you voted the way you did. Listening to a little bit of that conversation with Congresswoman Ann Wagner, listening to them discuss the wiretapping of just Republican senators. Jack Smith, who was investigating the January 6th incident, how do you feel about that? Do you believe crimes of treason have been committed? John says, interesting poll question. When I think treason, I think about John Kerry going around undermining President Trump with the International Theater during his first term. I guess that's another detail. And Dale says, no, according to the definition, but yes to sedition and attempted coup, plus many others. What do you think? Comment on the YouTube. We'll be right back. Hard to interrupt this. YouTube.
Yet you did it.
What are we?
Your phone's going off
or
something.
You know what it is? It's Ethan Hannaford highlights.
Oh, is it?
Why did you send us this, Ethan?
Ethan sent us highlights of Ethan?
It's a YouTube reel of Ethan Hannaford highlights. I'm going to take a risk here, and I'm just going to let this kind of roll and hope he doesn't say the F word in the middle of a play-by-play.
On the air.
Yeah, I mean,
to the right.
Listen to that professional.
Shotgun, he motions Alexander now to the left. Takes the snap, there's fakes
better.
The handoff, has time in the pocket. Now under pressure, oh. He's going to be wrapped up.
Listen to that energy. Sorry. I blame you, Ethan, for sending me audio during the show that isn't about the show. It is now.
Was that the best, Ethan?
Is that the most Anchorman thing I've ever done?
I don't know.
Ethan's just actively trying to get a better job. I don't blame you. I know you are, and I don't fault that.
But what am I?
Say the party stuff again.
Yeah, the party stuff. The party stuff is that we are turning 25 years old, and we're having this big party where all of us are going to be there. It's at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. And here, actually, let me grab.
I think 25 is when like the government considers you to be like really, really an adult.
Our insurance goes down, finally.
Probably not.
So we have just lots and lots of people involved. Rhino Shield, U.S. Men's Medical Center, Lore Wine and Spirits, Old Dominic Distillery, Rayburn Wines, all are sponsors of this event. And if you want to get a VIP ticket, I would actually move very fast because we think those will be gone by the end of this week.
I didn't know there were still any left.
Yeah, there's not many left.
Okay. Well, so, hurry up and fill it with Annie Fry Show listeners because
they're $30, and even if it was not a party, like what you get with that 30, without it being anything else, is worth it because you get food and drinks, and I think you get a cigar if you're a smoker.
You probably get one if you're not a smoker.
Well, yeah, you can get one anyway.
It's just up to you what you do with it. Yeah, so come. We want you to fill that room up with our people. You're all our people. So what's the website, 971talk.com/events?
Yep.
All right, go check it out. I wanted to play this clip. I know how much you love SNL. SNL means a lot to you, at least over the course of the years. Did you see this Rob Schneider conversation about running into Robert De Niro?
I did see this.
This is kind of funny. This is kind of interesting. This is Robert Schneider. He's on the Sage Steel show talking about being a very pro-Trump guy at the SNL 50 event.
I had to pray before I went to the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary. And I was like, I don't know if I should go because I know they don't like me. And I said, you know, I didn't wear like my Trump hat or anything. I wanted to.
Red MAGA hat.
But, you know, but you know, I wasn't going to go, we won! You know, anyway, I'm there and I go, well, I'm just going to sit, you know, just relax. It's going to be fine. Then I see two rows down, I see Robert De Niro. He's not a Trump supporter. He not like Trump. And I love Trump. And I said, well, I'm not going to have to deal with him. Now, at the end of the show, they do this wonderful thing, a lovely thing, Lorne Michaels does, where he invites everybody on stage. If you've ever been a cast member, if you've ever hosted, he invites us all on stage. And everybody in the audience has been on for 50 years, so everybody there has been either on the show or hosted the show or been a cast member. So we're all walking, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, and I see De Niro like two rows in front of me, and all of a sudden people start pushing again. The next thing, I'm right behind De Niro, and I go, please don't push, you know, he doesn't like Trump. And I bump into him, and he turns around. I swear to God, he does this. I'm like, Schneider, I don't understand. He's a schmuck. Why can you support that? I don't understand how you could support that. He's turning a whole country into schmucks. In my mind, the only thing I thought about was like, Robert De Niro knows who I am.
It's just the appropriate reaction, is it not?
Yeah, so I watched the 50th anniversary way late. I did not watch it when it was out in March. And it was because of my Jack Handy connection, because I heard he had a deep thought in the 50th and I wanted to see it and then tell him congratulations.
And if you're not aware, Ryan Wiggins wrote a book that is basically Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy, but it's Deep Thoughts by Ryan Wiggins, and the thoughts are as deep as you'd expect them. Go on.
And it's endorsed by Jack Handy.
And it's called
The Grocery List.
The Grocery List.
Yeah. And Jack Handy gave me...
I get 10% of the three books that we just sold.
His stamp of approval. But yeah, so I watched that, and I saw that clip a couple months ago, I think. Or he told that story separately once. And I thought when I heard it, that was a super funny story. But also, Robert De Niro, you're like, oh, no, he's not going to actually bring that up. That's the first thing he brought up when he saw Rob Schneider.
I feel like it is the first thing that he would bring up. Like, And I want to be wrong about that.
Me too.
And I think it's also weird. If I were Robert Schneider, I would not just be Rob Schneider. I would not just be like, he knows who I am. He knows details about me.
Yeah.
You know? Like a lot of people would be like, he's the making copies guy or whatever his specific line is in most of the Adam Sandler movies over the course of the time that he's been in all the movies. But De Niro knows Schneider and knows that he's... I don't know if he's on like a De Niro list, which is not a place most people would want to be. But regardless, the takeaway for me for this is that Rob Schneider is a lot like the rest of us in that if you have been identified as a Trump person, hi, that's me. I don't get to go anywhere in my life. And people, if they know anything about me, they know what I do. Enough. And chances are the less they know about me, if they know that I have a radio show, they're either interested in it and like-minded, or they just know that I'm a Republican and they want to have absolutely nothing to do with it. And I know right now there are a few of you who are hate listening. Hi. But you go places, anywhere, and you know that when you walk in the room, you're basically wearing a big red hat on your head, even though you almost chose not to participate as to not bring that into the conversation. That's a burden. But I'm glad Rob Schneider showed up, and I'm glad De Niro knows who he is. 2 o'clock hour around the corner, don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.